Adam here with Quixie 98.3. We've got a new segment that we're doing. This is Crime Stoppers. I've got Chris Denham today. How's it going, Chris?
We are doing well. How about yourself, Adam?
I can't complain. So we feature different crimes that need help solving. What kind of crime do we have this week that we need some?
We're going to talk about a burglary from August 7th of last year, August 7th, 2018. We had several residential burglaries in the neighborhood behind Walmart, between Ring Road and Pear Orchard Northwest. And this particular burglary that we're talking about is, again, was on August 7th, 2018. Happened on Linda Lane in E-Town. An individual entered a home at around 1:30 in the morning. The suspect was identified based on multiple latent prints investigators found at the scene. And he was identified as Dominique McKnight. He's a 28-year-old male. Last known address was 102 Lincoln Court in Elizabethtown. However, we do not believe that's still a valid address, and investigators are still seeking his whereabouts.
Okay. And we're going to be able to get a picture of him to help people identify him?
Absolutely. We'll pass the photo of him along to the Hardin County Crime Stoppers board, and they can put that on the Facebook page here in the next couple of days.
Okay, very good. And I want to stress, Crime Stoppers is anonymous.
Totally anonymous. So if you know anything about McKnight's whereabout, we're asking you to call EPD or your local law enforcement, or a better option even is call Hardin County Crime Stoppers, and that phone number is 1-800-597-8123. Again, it's 1-800-597-8123. If you call Crime Stoppers, you can completely remain out of it. You'll be totally anonymous, and you're eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000. And that's not just for this crime. It's for any crime. Any crime that you report to Hardin County Crime Stoppers that leads to an arrest or information makes you eligible for a cash reward.
All right. And that number again?
It's 1-800-597-8123.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Chris. Hopefully we can keep the streets safe in Elizabethtown.
Thanks, Adam.